No one is more locked in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL than First and Pod. Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. It's First and Pod. We're doing these once a week in the offseason unless huge breaking news happens. I'm Danny Parkins, Andrew Filippone. We're thrilled for him. He's on a baby moon. His flight and whole prepaid trip to France fell through, so they audibled and are going to Naples and are going to have a great time. So, Pony and Amanda, we love you. So, Spencer Ray and I holding down the fort. And thank you for hanging out with us. Tell your friends, subscribe, rate, review. We are coming off the NFL owners meetings where all of the coaches and GMs and many team presidents are speaking. And obviously, there's a ton of huge stories that come out of it, things that frankly should have happened but didn't. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I wanted to talk about the Green Bay Packers for a minute because everyone's talking about the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. And people are talking about the drama there and who's going to get Lamar and who's going to get Rodgers and who's going to get the quarterback. I feel like we haven't talked enough about what happens to the Green Bay Packers after 30 years, three decades of first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback play. Now, they didn't always get first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback performance year in and year out. Rodgers certainly didn't play to that level this past season. But Matt LaFleur said something interesting. He was like, we've got to temper our expectations on Jordan Love. Temper expectations on Jordan Love. Who has high expectations for Jordan Love? Packers fans very well might have high expectations for Jordan Love because of that one quarter that he played and looked good against the Eagles this last year. But attention and pressure in the NFL is an interesting thing to discuss because it doesn't really happen locally. It doesn't really get felt on a local level because the NFL is such a national game, because sports gambling, everyone does it, because everyone plays fantasy football, and because every NFL team, if they're interesting and relevant, is talked about on ESPN and Fox Sports 1 and all of the talking head shows and NFL Network, and those are the shows that are on in the facility. In Major League Baseball, it's a little bit more localized. Passionate Sports Talk Radio, the newspaper columnist, maybe MLB Network, but they're not talking about every single team and giving them a ton of attention because the Cincinnati Reds, even if they're good, are not as relevant as the New York Yankees if they're bad. The NBA, there's a huge national profile to it, but it's such a star-driven league. You got to be a star to kind of get that type of scrutiny and attention. Who has high expectations or pressure for Jordan Love that would need to be tempered? They are picked to finish last in the NFC North, according to the odds makers. Not a lot of pressure there. And I looked it up. 14 guys, NFL MVP, odds ahead of Jordan Love, meaning expectations for carrying their team to potentially MVP caliber seasons, 14 dudes, all quarterbacks, better odds to win the award than Jordan Love. These are the 14 guys. Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, who are three co-favorites, 7-1. Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, which is interesting. We don't even know what team he's going to play for. He's the sixth favorite to win NFL MVP. Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Tua, Jared Goff, Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, and Trey freaking Lance. Trey Lance, more likely to win MVP than Jordan Love. Jared Goff, Tua, my guy Justin Fields. Guys with less chances of winning, lower odds of winning NFL MVP than Jordan Love. Right behind him, because he's 30-1. Geno Smith, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. Doesn't that feel about right? You're a quarterback in the NFL. There's always going to be some pressure. There's always going to be some expectations. And yes, Packers fans are going to get a chance to learn how the rest of the world lives, like Colts fans did. You went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers and everything else that you've had, and it's been bad. And now you're going to see what you do with the fourth pick in the draft. Maybe trade it for Lamar Jackson. But you had stellar quarterback play for more than two decades, and then you've had a different starting quarterback every year for the last 4 years. It's been rough. That's how it works. Chiefs fans didn't win a single game since Todd Blackledge, a single game with a quarterback that their franchise drafted until Patrick Mahomes came along. The Bengals were the Bungles. Then they get Joe Burrow. Now they're in the second or third weekend of the playoffs every single year. So the Packers are overwhelmingly likely to fall off a cliff at quarterback. Jordan Love is overwhelmingly likely not to be the solution. Yes, Packers fans for now are ready to be done with Aaron Rodgers, and they're believing that it's their birthright to have a great quarterback, and that will create some local pressure in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And it's, of course, a national and international fan base. But, like, he does not have any extra inordinate amount of pressure or expectation on him because he's following Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre nationally. Who thinks he's going to be that good? Locally, Packers fans are spoiled. They'll learn their lesson the hard way soon enough, I'm sure. But the 15th highest expectations for a starting quarterback in the NFL for Jordan Love, that feels about right. And it was hilarious that Andy Reid didn't even know who he was. He was like, oh, yeah, Love? Yeah. Who are you asking about? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was good. From what I remember. Yeah. He was good. Although in fairness, that week, that was weird. He didn't get any of the reps in practice. There was the COVID stuff. That was a weird week. He looked terrible in that game 2 years ago against the Chiefs, but that was not a memorable performance, to say the least. So cut Andy Reid a little bit of slack there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.